Learning Masechtas Megillah Daf Gimel Amud Beis. Mar says Amar Rava, Pshita li Avaydu Mikra Megillah Mikra Megillah Adif. If you have a choice between doing Avaydu the Beis Hamikdash or Mikra Megillah, Mikra Megillah is more important. Like we had the Gemara before, Mishpacha Mishmacha tell you that Mishmachas Kuna Mishmachas Leviyah Mevalim Vedasa Nabayin Lishmai Mikra Megillah. If you have Mikra Megillah and Talmud Torah, also Talmud Torah, Mikra Megillah Adif, because Beis Rebbe was Samchu on that to Mimavatel Talmud Torah Vavalim Lishmai Mikra Megillah. Meis mitzvah naveda, meis mitzvah adif, you learn it from the pasuk la'achaysa, like the Gemara goes, someone is haylach, lishkan is piskav, lamas benay, and he has a meis mitzvah, avloim la'achaysa, la'achaysa, hu deni metam, metam, la meis mitzvah. And meis mitzvah talmud Torah, also meis mitzvah is adif, mevalon talmud Torah, letzah, sameis. Boi rava, mikra Megillah meis mitzvah haymenayu adif. Which one is better, mikra Megillah meis mitzvah? Do we say mikra Megillah adif shem besumei nisa? I meis mitzvah adif shem kavod abrius. Mikra Megillah is a mile of besumei nisa. Meis mitzvah is a mile of kavod abrius. Basa de baya de pashta meis mitzvah adif. Meis mitzvah is better. Dama mar gadol kavod abrius. Shadaycha slaysim se shibetayr. Kavod abrius is so important. It's daycha slaysim se shibetayr. Now in the previous year, we said over a machlokes rishenim and a machlokes hapeskim lemaisa. When you have Megillah against Aveda, or Megillah against another mitzvah deraisa, there are more paskins. It's only when you could do the mitzvah deraisa later we say mikra Megillah is better. It's not nidcha legamri. It's only when you'll have time to do it. Otherwise, there is no mitzvah deraisa as nidcha de mikra Megillah. We discussed this at length in the previous year. But other paskim all know, even if there's a choice, you can only do one of the two things, Mikra Megillah and Aveda. You can't do both, you still do Mikra Megillah, Yedeich and Aveda. Aveda Minuchas Legami. So the Achreinim, in Siman Tav Resh Pei Zayin, on this Indian, the Taz, Rabbi Kivega, the Goyin, they say, well, how would you learn the Gemara? If you hold that it's Nidcha Legami, so now we understand. Megillah is Matcha Aveda Legami and Talmud Torah Legami. Meis Mitzvah is Matcha Aveda and Talmud Torah Legami. Now we have a choice between Mikra Megillah and Meis Mitzvah. We don't know what to do. Mikra Megillah is more important than any other mitzvah. Meis Mitzvah is more important than any other mitzvah. What about when those two clash? So the Gemara says, no, Meis Mitzvah is more important. God will cover the B'yish Adaych HaLezah Seishabatayr. But if you hold that Mikra Megillah is only Daych HaAveidah when you can do the Aveidah later, it's only Makdim from Aveidah. Now Meis Mitzvah, we know, is Daych HaAveidah Legamri. He's going Lishkat his Pisnei. There's a Meis Mitzvah there, he does the Meis Mitzvah, does not bring a Karm Pesach altogether. It's Deicha Legami. It's Deicha every Mitzvah Deraisa, you have a choice in that and Meis Mitzvah, it's Deicha Legami. Even Mila, even Shkitas Pesach, Aveda, whatever it is, Meis Mitzvah is Deicha Legami. Mikra Megillah is not Deicha. Adrabba, Eishu Mitzvah Deraisa, it's Ninchas Ne Mikra Megillah, it's only Makdim. So what's the Havimina to say that Mikra Megillah should be better than Meis Mitzvah? As they figure the Achreinim, Rabbi Kivega, the Goyin, the Taz also read Joyce's thing. So the Pri Chodesh says, Enechanami, we're not discussing Nidcha Legamri over here. If you have a choice that Meis Mitzvah is going to be Nidcha Legamri, of course Meis Mitzvah is Deicha Mikra Megillah. It's Deicha a Mitzvah Deiraisa, certainly it's Deicha Mitzvah Deiravana like Mikra Megillah. The Shail of Meis Mitzvah and against Megillah is similar to the Shail of Megillah against Aveda. When neither of them are going to be able to do both of them, the Shaila is, which one are you makdim? So the Gemara is saying, are you makdim Mikra Megillah? Just like Aveda is really Deicha Mikra Megillah if you can only do one. But if you could do both, Mikra Megillah comes first. That's what you learn from the Pasuk. So maybe Hu Adin Meis Mitzvah, because of Pesu Menisa, even though Aveda Megillah won't be Deicha Meis Mitzvah Legami, it's not even Deicha Aveda Legami. And Meis Mitzvah is Deicha Aveda Legami. But the Shaila is not one that's a Tchil Legami. The Shaila is when you macked him. So maybe Megillah has a Gdim over Meis Mitzvah, just like Gdim over Veda. And that the Gemara says no. So the Chayrit Shmer, so what's the Raya from God will come and be Shadech Leisiv Shabbatayrah? That's discussing, you can only do one. And if you do the Leisiv Shabbatayrah, you won't have the Kavod Abrius. You have a choice, Kavod Abrius, Leisiv Shabbatayrah. So in that case, Kavod Abrius is Deicha. Mashayin came when you could do both, it's actually Kaim Shneim, so maybe Megillah comes first. What's the Gemara's Pshitas? If the Shaila wasn't which one is Deicha Legamri, the Shaila only which one comes first, so what's the Pshitas of Gonokal Risha Deicha Lesa Shabbatayr? So the flaw in the Shulchan Aruch says, the Gemara was just showing that Covenant of Brias is more important. So Venice is a Gevaldik Gezach, but Covenant of Brias has a Milas, Vechel, Loisus, Shibatai, we don't find them in any other mitzvahs. So you see, that has a big chimer. The Gemara in Hashayla is Pesum Venisa better, Legame Ektama is Pesum Venisa better, is Covenant of Brias better. Covenant of Brias, which has the Milas, Vechel, Loisus, Shibatai, so it has a chimer, which would be more than Pesum Venisa. Isaiah, you can learn Shat, Levila, Rishainim, the Ran, and the Ridva, and like Tysus, that by Tchil Legamri, we have no Shaila. Aveda is Deichel Legamri Megillah. Megillah can't be Deichel Legamri Aveda. If you have a choice of only one, you'll do Aveda. But the Shaila is Akdama. So who would then they smith him because Megillah? The Shaila is Kedima. Now, Achrayim are very bothered with the Ramah. The Ramah says, in one Shtuk Ramah, he says two sentences. First thing he says is, that the only time Nikri Megillah is Deicha Aveda and Talmud Torah is only when you could do it afterwards, but otherwise Ein Shul Mitzvah D'Raisa Nichas Nikri Megillah. And the next sentence he says is that in a Mace Mitzvah is Kaidim is only when you can read the Megillah later. But for a Mace Mitzvah to be Deicha Nikri Megillah Legarmi, if you can't read the Megillah later, then you're going to read Megillah first. So Fagin Achreina, what does that mean? You told me by every mitzvah deraisa, if you can only do one, you do the mitzvah deraisa and you deich in the Megillah Legamri. And now by Meis Mitzvah, which is more than every mitzvah deraisa, Meis Mitzvah is deich Aveda Legamri. And there, you're only going to say that you do Meis Mitzvah first when you can do Megillah afterwards, but if you can't do Megillah afterwards, then you don't do Meis Mitzvah. Because this Meis Mitzvah is worse than any other mitzvah deraisa, and the Gemara is before it's better. What's Pasha Taich in the Ramah? How could the Ramah say that the only time that Megillah, that Meis Mitzvah is Deicha Megillah, is when you can do Megillah afterwards? If you can't do Megillah afterwards, other Rabbi Megillah is Deicha Meis Mitzvah, when you just got through saying that if you can't do both of them, Megillah is not Deicha anyone. So the Mishabura says the Teretz, and he says in Achrayim say this Teretz, that the Ramah didn't mean that when you could only do one, Mikra Megillah or Meis Mitzvah, and the other one is Nidcha Legamri, then you do Mikra Megillah, Avadanat. Just like, it's a Kavu Chaymeh. Just like if you can only do one Karban Pesach or Meis Mitzvah, the Karban Pesach is Nidcha Legamri. If you can only do one Milo or Meis Mitzvah, the Milo is Nidcha Legamri. Koshke Mikra Megillah, what you're saying is less than a Mitzvah Deraisa, if you could only do one, Avadi, you do Meis Mitzvah. The Ramah means like this. The mace you can bury afterwards. You have a mace to bury. It's late Purim afternoon. You didn't read the Megillah yet. There's a mace to bury. But nothing's going on. He says, the Ramah is L'shitasa. The Ramah calls the mace mitzvah, even a regular mace that doesn't have kol tzarkai. So you have to make a levaya. But everything's fine. We're not in a big rush. And the mace, if we make the levaya now, we're going to miss Mikra Megillah Legamri. If we read Megillah now, we'll have a chashal levaya afterwards. I mean, akopan an appropriate one. So there, that's when the Ramah says, don't do Meis Mitzvah first, do Megillah first. And he says, Amad and Achrayinu be maskim to that. The Achrayinu was just bothered because they thought the Ramah means they have a Meis Mitzvah, which if you're going to go do the Mikra Megillah, you're not going to be able to bury it all together. It'll be Munach B'Bizayin. And who knows what will happen when you come back. And there, you're going to read the Megillah because otherwise, you'll miss the Megillah Gamri. Amad, you miss the Megillah Gamri to take you to Meis Mitzvah. But if you just have stam a mace which doesn't have kol tzarkai, but it's being taken care of, so enechanami that comes before Mikra Megillah. But leidach is that's only when you're not going to vata Mikra Megillah legamri. I think the pshat's like this. We explained this already on the Afgil Moman Aleph. This shita, the shita of the Ran, the Ridva, this is the Ramah that holds this way, that the Gemara is not talking about one's nidcha legamri. In other words, if you have a choice Megillah and Aveda, and you can only do one, you do Aveda. That says Mikra Megillah is first, doesn't mean Stam the Seder is at its first, like we explained. It means, we're talking about a case where, if you do Megillah now, you'll have Revim Hadras Melech. If you do Megillah later, you won't have Revim Hadras Melech. If you do Aveda now, you'll have the Milev's Rizu Makdim Lemitzis. If you leave the Aveda now, it has episode Bechina of Bittel Aveda, although you still be Mekai in the Mitzis of Aveda. So there we say Mikra Megillah is first. That's the case. There'll be something missing in the Shleimus of Mikra Megillah. There'll be something missing in the Shleimus of Aveda. But both mitzvahs will be niskayim. Which one should miss its Shleimus? Should we miss Megillah and not have the Brave Magic Smell because we want the Aveda to be done right away by Shleimus? Or Should we doicha avoida and have it b'subachin of bittel avoida because you're not doing it right away? K'day timakayin the mitzvah mikamigilah b'shleim misrev manjus melch. That is the gemara. That is the question, and the answer is mikamigilah is better. And the same thing with Talmud Torah. Like we said, the etzim bittel Talmud Torah is pashut. By every mitzvah, the raishin the rabbanon sheir shlas deichayim v'val Talmud Torah. But the pshat is closing the gemara at the time that you made up to learn, and that's like a bittel to the Torah. K'day to have the revim hajus melech. Or to do the Megillah more b'diavidik, to have the Torah where it was supposed to be. Again, Mikan Samcha Shabbos Rebbe, we're going to take more libanis with little Torah, today to do the Mikan Megillah b'shleimus, rather than have the Torah b'shleimus. That was the same Shaila by Meis Mitzvah. Harp Shita, if the Meis Mitzvah will be Mevutal, will be b'bezayin, you won't have the covenant abrius. There'll be chsarin in the Meis Mitzvah, be'etzim, avad, there's no Shaila. That you wouldn't do make a Megillah. It's not deicha any mitzvah derayis, the koshkin is not deicha meis mitzvah. But the shaila was like this. It's a case where you could do both. You could take care of the meis right now and do the Mikra Megillah later. You'll be missing Brave Manjus Melech. You could take care of Megillah now and do the meis later, but you'll be missing some of the covet for the meis. But avant that it wouldn't be chsarin and covet abrius. So there, meis mitzvah is more. Since we have a sea of chayim by meis mitzvah, it's deicha leis hashem v'teira. That's more than Pesum Menisa. That already is going to take precedence. The Shleimus of Meis Mitzvah is going to take precedence over the Shleimus of Mikra Megillah. But Dazak, the Ramah, when we're talking about the Shleimus of Meis Mitzvah, you can do the Meis Mitzvah later, like we said, for the Mishnah Berurah. Not really a Meis Mitzvah. But it'll be missing. They're pushing it off. But on the other hand, Megillah, you're not going to do it all. There, Avada, when it's a choice of being without the Megillah Legamri, because if Eza Milan in Yid of Meis Mitzvah, that you don't do. If it's Eza Milan in Yid of Meis Mitzvah against Eza Milan in Yid of Megillah, so Meis Mitzvah is other. If it's Eza Milan in Yid of Megillah against Eza Milan in Yid of Talmud Torah, Megillah is other. But Meis Mitzvah is other. But if it's Eza Milan in Yid of Meis Mitzvah against not being Mekai Megillah at all, then the Ramah says, Evani Yidu Megillah. You don't mean about the Legamri, because you're not going to be missing the mitzvah of Meis Mitzvah. That doesn't the pshat of chat in the sugya. And now let's see the next gemara. The gemara says, Guva, Amr Abishu Malevi, Krach v'chol ha-samach lo'i v'chol ha-nira ima nidin k'krach. Anything next to it, anything seen with it, is considered like a krach. So the gemara, and Avbezim Avbezim, Redi Darshan, Efe Medina, Medina, V'ir, V'ir. So first, one shtickle, the Ritva V'ir links to, how come, chol ha-samach lo'i nira nidin k'krach? What's the pshat in this halacha? That's Tamek Zeris Akasa, a little bit Shver, right? The Darshan from the Pasuk, what's the Pshat in Lachem? And we see by Bata Yechayim, it's not that way. If it's out of the wall, it's out of the wall. So the Ritva and the Rashba, the Ritva's over there on Beis and Beis, the Rashba's here, the Lashon Ritva is, Kevin the Nignu B'teichir, since they protect themselves, B'teichir B'shasar, U'mishtat fi l'chol mili, k'dedu chashiv l'nikim Megillah. It's considered their city. Because let's say the army comes, so they're going to run into the city. So they'll be protected in the city. So consider their city. The Rashi also says there, since it's Samach and Nila Krach, Mishas Melcham and Mishas and Bom Lari Mifsa, Hilcharein Kanshe Krach Mamish, Vrein Kam Kefes Chaim Meis Yeshua Benon. That's the Lashon of the Ritva and the Rashba. They're also a Chelik of the city. You see, the Said, the Gemara says this a little bit later, and I've done on the Afei and Medeis, that the Said of Mekefes Chaim is the protection of the wall. So they're also getting the protection of the wall because they're samach v'nira to the city. Now the Turi Evin says a different time. Turi Evin says a time, he says over here, since it's kreve b'teicha mil, or it's nira imay, so they're there. They're always there. So what? So if you're going to have that the krach is tezvav, and the surrounding areas are yadalin, and they hang out together a lot, the regilin tamanashim shalzu b'zu v'shalzu b'zu, so it's going to be Purim for one, and not Purim for the other. That's going to look like one city, where half the city has Purim one, they have to say Purim the other day. It's Mazli Miller Rabbanan Kechucha. It looks like a joke. They're going and making a Kriyas Megillah and a Mishnah V'Simcha and everything, and the other ones, it's Mamash a plain weekday. Can't have such a thing. That's how he learns the Pshat. A little different than the Ritva and the Rashba. So I'm saying, for what says that? He says, especially he says, you have to realize, when Achin Hezekdela made the Takana, so Yud Dalet was Mutter Behesiv V'Tainis and Tezvav, and Bnei Tezvav was Mutter Behesiv V'Tainis and Yom Yud Dalet. That it became us, it was later Takana for Megillah's Tainis. So he says like this: if Samach Venira would have Purim on Yadalid, and the crack would have Purim as well, so come this, they're going to be Masvin and Misana that day if they had to, and they'll be Snechem of Maket. It'd be like an Avu Bena Chasan Mechasa Bena Avelim, mamish like the Turiyavit. And then they said all the surrounding areas have the same din. Then he says another thing. He says that, which is similar, I think, to the Ritva of the Rajba, that we mentioned before that the reason for Mekafim was it should be like Shushan, that the Ikka was that Shushan should have a different day, just like a different day then. So the Pshat is, by Shushan, not only Shushan had the day of Tezvav, the people around Shushan also, when the Shtatif with Shushan and the Muhammad, they fasted, he said, and the Mela, they also fasted together with them, so Mela also celebrated together with them. So the Samach Venira of Shushan also did like Shushan, and the male, the Samach Venira of the Mukav Chaimah, should also have a din of the Mukav Chaimah. Fine. That's the... So these are the Lechari two Mahalchim. The Ritva and the Rajba sound like they're also Mukafin, because they are benefiting from the wall. The Turi Evin and Sam Seif are saying they're not really Mukafin, because Chazal didn't want to make a chalik in the two, because it looks funny. And the Sam Seif, the second Pshat, is a little similar to Ritva and the Rajba. They're also blithe the Mukafin, they're also like the Bnei Shushan. By Shushan, and therefore all the other Mukafim will follow the same idea as Shushan. So I want to say something which I think might be an afkamina between these two taimim. The Bi'alacha, Simitaf Reish Peches Sif Beis, says, Kfar Asamach Lekrach, Sheikarim B'dezvav, V'niach HaKrach Shamein, Karim B'yadalat. Let's say you have a city, a krach, which now is completely desolate. It's not a city anymore. And you have places that are Samach to that desolate city, they read on Yadalat. As I state, and the Bi'alacha, he brings it from the Masses Maisha. Now the Chazanish, in Simukov Nadal Sikhan Gimel, discusses it. And he says like this: let's say you have something which doesn't have any Eden in the crack, but there's still Gayim not living there. He says there's a Mefurish Yerushalmi, which the Ritva brings, that the Etzim city is Dinei Kakrach. And he has, there's one of the Gersayis in the Yerushalmi, that even Besamachloi is clearly Rebetezvav. Shall I read the Yerushalmi? Yerushalmi says a crack that doesn't have any Eden, what's the din? So there's two Gersayis. One Gersayis is B'chutz Laretz Kairim, Bayin the Kairim, meaning if a walled city in Chutz La'aretz Yikayim, which is a Shal Nishayim, but the Shayim bring this Yishalmi for that, a walled city in Chutz La'aretz Yikayim, so Kol Shekhen in Eretz Yisrael, if it's full of Gayim Yikayim, that shows you at least the city which has no Yid in it, Yikayim, who's Kayim? You know, if a Yid happens to come into that city and decides to lay in that city Tezvav, he lays with Tezvav. But then there's even a Girsa, B'chutz La'aretz by Ein Kairin. In other words, if even the Samach to a city were Gayim the Kairin B'tezvav, so Koshkin the city Kairin B'tezvav, Shalas was Yishalmi, me back upon him. That Gersi Yishalmi, which the Rav brings is Mefurish, that by Gayim, the Krach will lay B'tezvav and the Chutz Layosa. But the Chazanish says, let's say it's not a city B'chlal. Let's say it's Shame. The Ono people living in the city B'chlal. So maybe it's a city. And once it's a city, so there's no Din Tezvav. It has to be a city. Even if it's a Gaiish city, it's still a city. But if it's just a desolate land, it just used to have a city that was Mukav Chaimah Yisrael Shubin in here. So maybe that lost it. If the walls aren't there anymore, so it's still called Mukav Chaimah. But if the city's not there anymore, maybe it's a city. But the Chazanish says like this. He says, if that's true, then who would then in the place where used to be the city, also you'd lay in the Yodalad? The Chazanish says, I don't see any Makan to be Mechalik between the Samachlai and the Krach itself. I hear Tutzdadim, if you have a Krach that nobody lives in, there's nothing there, it's just this area was a Krach Mukav Chaimah Yisrael Shubin. I hear Tutzdadim, if you walk into that area on Purim, on Yadalat Tezvav, whatever it is, if you land on Yadalat Yadalat Tezvav. But I don't see a chilah between Samachlai and the area. That's what the Chazanish says. Now, the Bi'alacha, objectively, maybe you could say would agree with the Chazanish, and the Ikka Shal is who would then on the Krach, that he's saying the Krach lanes Bi'adal, which the Chazanish says he'd be Mesupik, but the Bi'alacha is being Mechriya that way, and that he says Kfar Samach L'Krach Shekarim B'Dizvav is just Diba B'Haiva, because nobody, if that city is Shamim, why would anyone be there? But the Bi'kayesev brings, who brings the Masses Meish, is Mavur, that even a krach shel gayim, where if a yid would go into it, the taka would lay in b'tezvav, but b'samachlay would lay in b'yadal. So he is mechalik between the two. So it's clear, that's what the Masses Meisha really means. That the krach shel shamim, the samachlay lanes b'yadalad. But if you go into the krach, even though it's shum, you lame it as rav. But l'chay the chazanish tain is good. What should be the chilti in the krach and the samach loy? Now the bialach is mamshach. He brings in the birke yosef. Let's say is a suffix of his mukav chayim and meisah shu benun or not. The gemara later talks about it and says you lame both days. So the bialach brings in the birke yosef. The krach will lame both days, but the samach loy will lame be yadalot. And the Chazanish, this is in a different place a little bit, Kufnun Gimel, Sifkan Gimel, he says, why is she mechal between Teich and Samach, like Meich HaTeisa? He says if it's a Svar al-Lachalik, which has to do with the dinim of why is Suffolk lanes twice, but he says he can't be mechal without a Makar. So, Abba Chetracht, now Lachar, this is totally in the timing of Samach and Nireh. Because if you hold, like the Turi Evin in the Chsam Sefer, that the reason for Samach and Nireh is, Samach and Nireh really are not considered to be Mekafet. Why are they laning the Tezvav? Because we don't want them to be mcholok than the krach. Well, if there's nobody in the krach, or even if the krach is goyim, the Master Smasher says, so good, so they're not cholok. If there's a perm going on in the krach with Tezvav, so the son of Venera also get that perm. You don't want them to be Avelim ben Chassan, Chassan ben Avelim. You don't want to be kechucha that the same city, the same people, some are doing Yadal, some are doing Tezvav. But if there's nobody there, there's no kriya going on there, so avadin al yadalit. And that I think is a pshat by suffik also. When you're laying yadalit and tizvav v'suffik, your main purim you're making is yadalit. The party's going on yadalit. You're laying tizvav v'suffik. But if the people samach only laying on yadalit and not tizvav, there's no chucha going on. There's no leplug. They're all having a purim together on yadalit. The krach is also having a kriya of misafik on tezvav. So the samach lay, so they won't have it. That won't be a chucha. If one has their purim on one day and the other has their purim on the other day, that's mamash of leplug. That looks strange. Mashayin kain, if they're both having their purim on yadalah, because it's a safik, and a safik deka purim becomes yadalah. Now the krach has to lay again on tezvav misafik. Why should the samach lay have to? Now, Shenkin the Chazanish is naming on like the Ritva and the Rajba. That the Pshan and Samach Manira is that they're part of the Mukafim. They're considered protected by the walls. They go to the city when they have to. So, they're like the Chazanish says, there's no chilik. You're still part of the Mukafim. If the city still has a Din Tezvav, because he's still considered a Mukaf Chaim Meis Yishuv Benun, so the surrounding areas are still also Mukaf Chaimah. The surrounding areas have yena chayma. They go into that chayma. I just know chayma. They're fine. But if for the city, you don't need a chayma. If you don't even need a city, or you don't need a yishuv of Yisraelim, you're going to say that the ear still has a din tezvav. So about the self, we also have a din tezvav. That's what I think the machlokes is. If the pshat is once is a din tezvav for the krach, so the son of Panira get that din because I like plung. So if there's nobody in the krach, or even if there's no yidin in the krach. Or even if the krach is doing it misafik, so there's no leplug, so they have it in yadalit. But if the word is then gufa b'nei krach, so whatever the din in the krach is, if the din in the krach is tezvav, so they have tezvav, even if there's nobody in the krach. If the din in the krach is a suffix, so they always have a suffix. Even if there's nobody in the krach, even if the krach is big laning yadalit, doesn't matter. The krach lanes yadalit tezvav, then mamash b'nei krach, there should be no chilutin them in the krach at all. That's the das of the chazinish. Now I want to go a little bit into the pratim of samach avvishen and nir avvishen and samach. The Gemara says, Tana, if it's samach, even if it's not nir imai, if it's nir imai avvishen and samach. So Rashi earlier on the Gemara beis them in days that says ad kama amar abim v'teim achib rav kamechams mitvei mil. Rashi says ad kama chashiv leisamach. So the din of mil is samach. So that's mash maklar. That anything that's Teich Mil has din of Samach doesn't need Nira, and Nira doesn't need Mil. Nira Avishayna Samach. And that's what it says in Rebbein Hananel there, and the Rajman and the Ritva. That's the Pashtus, that's anything Teich Mil reads B'Tezvav because it's Teich Mil, and anything that's Nira reads because it's Nira. Now the Rambam says a Lashin, Krach v'chol ha-Samach lai v'chol ha-Nira imai, im ein b'nei yesra al-payim am ha-reza k'krach. Krach v'chol ha-samach ol ha-nir imay, im ein b'nei im yesra al-payim am ha-reza k'krach. So he says a din of mil on both samach and nira. Torah also says it that way. So it sounds like b'nira also you need mil. L'chay is a pella. So if nira needs mil, so what's the pshat in samach? So the Magen Mishnah wants to learn the Rambam also like Rashi and the Rashi and the Rav Ben Chananu. He's Magi in the Rambam that he says like this. But the din of mil is only on samach man and nira. Beis Yosef is bothered. How can he be magia? And also he can be magia the tur. Also, it's hard to do. But he says maybe he can learn. And maybe the name Yosef Ayamam is going back on the first thing instead of samach. It's a little dachik in the lashon, but that would stem with the other rishonim. And that's the psak of the Shulchan Aruch that says in the Paiskim that if it's samach, meaning if it's teich mil, it's called samach, and nira works even if it's more than the mil. Now, the Beis Yosef has a pshat in the Rambam, though, that maybe samach means adjacent. Techi bura shalir, right next to it. If there's already a distance between the ear and the krach and this ear, so then it's not samach. So, nira needs mil, and samach ve'ena nira has to be mamish right there. That's how they explain the Taz and the Gayin. Now, what was the Gemara's kasha? How could you have samach ha'vishena nira? What's so shver? Okay, it's in a valley. What's so shver? The Teretz says, if samach means adjacent, how could it be in a nira? So that the Gemara's Teretz is that it's Yeshevis Menachal, not that it's in a valley. Yeshevis Menachal means it's an obstruction in the way. The Gayin brings a very interesting raya, a raya that's raya for the Gayin. He says, the Gemara says, kamu samach kem mechamsun leteveri yamil. V'kama, no, where's the kamu samach? V'kama kem mechamsun leteveri yamil. So he said, if it's going on samach, so it would be like Einin Mir, but Faker. He says, Tveria was in a valley. Like it says in the Gemara in Shabbos, the Mechnisa Shabbos, they had to make Shabbos earlier in Tveria because it was in a valley. The sun set earlier because you can't see the sun when you're in a valley. And Chamsin is a Gemara in Erev and Afsa Mechalaf that was on a mountain. That's what he says. So since Rome was on a mountain, Rome was on a valley, nice days it was nearer. So Mela Mil is a Shirin Nira. And Samach? Samach means right there. So that's the second shot. The first shot we have is that Samach is Mil and Nira is more than a Mil. Second shot we're saying is the Mashmais to the Rambam and the Torah that Samach is adjacent and Nira needs Mil. Now the Ram, Lachar is a third shot. The Ram is saying, at least Inami says, Efshechei minavat kam amre b'yir mechazvei nila kula mil samahadir. Bein l'niri may bein l'samach. Both samach and niri both need mil. So chayitz apela. If you want to say niri may needs mil and samach is closer, samach needs adjacent mamish, fine. If you want to say samach needs mil and niri could be further, fine. But if you say both niri and samach need mil, which is that, the Rambam reads that way. But l'chayitz, the Rambam says in a verse, what's the pshat in that? Knows what's the din of niri? Manavshech, if it's in a mil, so it's samach. If it's out of the mill, you're telling me nira doesn't help. What's the din of nira? So the Beis Yosef says an interesting shot. He says, the mill, how do you measure the mill? When you want to measure the mill, if it's not nira, so the mill is measured by how much karka you have to walk. If it's up a mountain, so it's a mill, you go, it's the distance, the walking distance, you measure the slope of the mountain is the mill. If you have to walk a mill from there to there, that's called the mill. But if it's nira, so then you go with the linear distance. And as if you could make a line, you could make a rope in the air between the krach and the city that's nira imai, even though it takes, you're going to walk more than a mil because you're going up the mountain. It's part of the slope. But since the linear distance is a mil or less than a mil, so then it's good. It has to be within a mil, meaning in the linear distance. For some, it has to be in the actual walking. And that you measure the ground. For nira, you measure the ear between this and this. You measure just a straight line. You don't take into account the slope of the mountain. And the Akamesha says it's very sasim. Very sasim. But he says like this. He says, for samach, you have to be able to get there. Let's say it's the same, barak the same shot. But samach means that you walk a mil and you get there. Nira means it's within a mil, fine. But let's say there's a river in the way, so you can't walk it. But it's near him, right? So it's also good enough. Samach means it's not near it, but you could walk, you could get there by walking a mil or less. Nira means it's within a mil, but you can't walk it because there's a, let's say there's a nar that's mafsik, so you have to go around the nar, so you end up walking more than a mil, but that's cool, that's okay, as long as within a mil of a ear. So those are the three shittas. Is the pshat that samach means a mil, nira could be more? Is the pshat nira means a mil, samach has to be adjacent? Is the pshat both samach and nira mean a mil? So what's the pshat that you need nira? Why isn't samach good enough? You have these teritzim, either it's the ground distance or the linear distance, or it's or the samach needs that you should be able to be able to walk it, and nira, even if there's an obstacle, it's good enough. Now, the Rishayna mentioned another tanai, even by nira yimai, just seeing it is not enough. The lashon of the Ritva is, it's nira yimai mishtatef imai b'inyanehem. Then it could be more than a mil. But it has to be mishtatef with that city. The Ran also says that. The Ran says it's mischashim mitchumei akrach. And he says that's the diak of the lashon nira alfa vishayin sama, because it doesn't say roi and isim in the ear. And the Ran at the end says, "If you call him, ain't it nearish in my yirocha kamer precise? If they shiroynes from the krach, he needn't kekrach. If it's very far away, let's say you have a city, you're in Eretz Yisrael, and there's a city that we know is mukav chayim meis yeshua benun, and you have a place far away but has a very good visibility, you're able to see the city. That's not good enough. It has to be like part of the city. It has to be considered a chelik of the city. The Sharetzi in the Mishabura brings it. Simon Tafresh Bechesiv Kadin Hey. I think they're learning it from the din of Nira Imai. I saw in the Sefer Meiris, the Gemal de Gazach, it says, Ayin of Nira Lefarish, Nira Shehu Imai. It says, doesn't say Royan Isai. It doesn't say, right? It doesn't say Nira Mimenu. It says Nira Imai. It doesn't say it's seen from it. It says it's seen with it. He says, "Kolaymar sheniris meirachak la'adam shiudavik loy." If a person looks at the two cities, it appears to be with the city, even though it's more than a mil away, but appears to be with that city. That's nira imai. That's the thing they mean. It has to be not just time that you could see it. It has to be like a chelik of the city, if it's a teich mil, or it's nira imai. Right, it's visible, fine, so maybe it becomes a chelik of the city, but if it's far away, even if you can happen to be able to see it, that's not good enough. Okay, one more thing, if there's a city, and this is very negaya, if there's a city that part of it is adjacent or within a mil of the krach, and part of it is far away, like you have in Yerushalayim today. Yerushalayim is really the only place where we lay in B'tezvav B'teriz Vaday. But the shaila is, we have the wall, the city, of the original city of Yishlayim, there was Mukaf and Meis Yeshua Benun. We don't know exactly what it is, but certainly most of what's called today, current Yishlayim, is out of the Hakafas Chayma of the original Yishlayim. So there was a Rav in Yishlayim, Rabbi Chil Michal Takatinsky. He writes in the Sefer HaKadosh Mikdash that only the part that's Teich Mil of the Krach lanes at Tezvav, the rest of it lanes via Dalet. But the Chazon Ish argues, he says the Rambam's before is not the way. The Rambam says, if you don't have a distance between them more than 2,000 krach, the distance is the mil, but the rest of the ear is out of the mil. And still, the whole ear is considered to be part of it. He also brings a raya from the Yerushalmi. I saw the Sefer Turim Megillah says, according to the Shittas that we said, that Samach means Iburish Alir. So obviously, Samach includes, as long as the city, one part of the city is Samach, the rest of the city schleps with, because you can't have the whole city in the Burish Alir. So Mel, who would then, according to the Shita of Mil, Mestama didn't argue on that Nakuda. He also says, we mentioned the Tui Evan Naksam Sefer, the whole point of Samach Venir is, there shouldn't be a Chuch of a Tula, that part of the people having Purim, part of not having Purim. If that's the whole point, then it's Pashit, that the entire ear, as long as you have part of it Samach, so the entire ear is going to be nigger that way. Right, you'll have the same problem. You'll have even a worse problem. It's exactly the same city. And this block is having Purim this day, and the next block is having Purim the other day. And rather, the whole city would be considered B'tezvav.